This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia freed WNBA star Brittany Griner this morning. The U.S. released notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in a prisoner exchange. This has been a top goal for President Biden.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
Griner's arrest in February made her the most high-profile American jailed abroad. Griner was arrested at the Moscow airport in February when customs officials said they found vape canisters with cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner told the court in August she made a mistake.
I made an honest mistake, and I hope that in your ruling that it doesn't end my life here.
Brittany Griner just freed in Russia. The House votes today on protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The AP's Donna Warder.
The legislation would require all states to recognize legal marriages regardless of sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin. President Joe Biden says he'll sign the bipartisan legislation into law promptly and proudly. Democrats have moved the bill quickly through the House and Senate since the Supreme Court's decision in June that overturned Roe v. Wade. That ruling included a concurring opinion from Justice Clarence Thomas that suggested same-sex marriage should also be reconsidered. Donna Warder, Washington.
Two Pennsylvania firefighters have died responding to a house fire where a body was found. The firefighters belong to the new Tripoli Fire Company. A new AP poll, 43% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is handling his job. 55% disapprove. This is AP News. A Merry Christmas from the White House.
As White House holiday celebrations ramp up, this year's Christmas ornament honors an executive mansion tradition. The White House Historical Association's annual ornament is a nod to the Nixon administration, specifically First Lady Pat Nixon.
First introduced gingerbread into the annual White House decorations.
And Association President Stuart McLaurin says it's become a cornerstone. Mrs. Nixon and the White House's German pastry chef first put a gingerbread house on display in 1969.
Initially, these were A-framed houses
per German tradition.
But now they are actual White Houses.
The ornament shows one and comes with a gingerbread-scented booklet. The real gingerbread house is on display in the state dining room for the thousands attending holiday receptions here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.